Hello, Duffy Tavern, where do you leave me, Deep? Roger, your manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Hey, guess who's coming down tonight? Tony Martin. Is she a good-looking dame? Duffy, I think you got your genders in reverse. Huh? Well, you saw a note in the column that said what? Among the most beautiful girls was Tony Martin? Duffy, that ain't who he was. That's where he was. Yeah, the guy's a real maggot for the fair sex. Attracts dames, you know, like a free lunch attracts the flies. He's a singer. Huh? Is he the same guy that used to sell fish on Lenox Avenue? No, Duffy, please. This is Tony Martin's a very high-class guy. He sold fish on Park Avenue. Oh, sure, the guy's terrific, eh? You know how the dames all faint when Sinatra sings? Well, when Martin sings, they don't faint. They just don't want to waste time being unconscious. Well, look, I'm kind of busy. I'll call you back. Eddie, tell me, how do I look tonight? Notice anything different about me?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, got on clean shirt.
Well, that I've had on since last Tuesday. No, I've been to the barber's. Smell me. Cologne?
No, you can't smell cologne around this place. Competition's too strong. What's the idea?
Well, I'm expecting a beautiful young lady.
Got a girlfriend coming out tonight?
Yeah.
With Tony Martin coming here?
Yeah.
Ain't that like giving the H-bomb to Vyshinsky?
Don't seem to have the proper respect for me, Eddie. You, Tony Martin's a handsome lady killer, and I'm just a bum. Don't deny it.
I ain't denying it. Who is this girl?
Pamela Huntington Smythe, a ranking member of the Hoi Polloi.
How'd a low polloi like you get to meet her?
She was riding in the horse show.
What were you doing at the horse?
I had a tip on a dame. And Eddie, the minute I seen this Pamela, I said, this is it. She looked like Lady Godiva with a short haircut. Absolutely beautiful, Eddie, in her riding pants and the jod hoppers. Yeah, it was love at first sight.
That word is pronounced jod first.
God, I can see what you know about dames could be wrote on a pinhead.
What?
Oh, hiya, Finnegan.
Am I buttoned in?
No, we were just talking about dames.
Oh. Got any new ideas on the subject?
No, I'm still working on the old one.
Oh. In a rut, eh?
Well, it's a pretty nice rut to be in.
I must try it sometime.
Look, didn't you ever kiss a dame, Finnegan?
Well, me mother. She was too willing.
Well, didn't you ever kiss a strange girl?
You never seen me mother.
Finnegan, you know, sometimes I think you're a midget with a grown-up body.
Say,
what is it, Miss Duffy?
Is it true that Tony Martin's coming down here tonight?
Yeah, what about him?
Well, I was just wondering, do you suppose he might ask me for a date?
Jump at the chance. After all, who else? Go out with that one. Glamorous. Chic. Beautiful.
Oh, Archie, you're turning my head.
Looks better that way. You and Tony Martin.
Hi, Arch. What's the name of your dame?
The name of the dame is Smythe, Finnegan. It's a society name. You know, it's spelled S-M-I-T-H-Y. My. Hey, wait a minute. Here she comes now. Eddie, you've got to help me impress the dame. I act like me, Buck. Huh?
Hello, Archie.
Well, Miss Pamela Huntington Smythe. This is indeed an honor. Excuse me just one second. Oh, Jeeves. Jeeves, I would like you to dash down to my couturier.
Down what?
My couturier.
Was that the one with the three balls hanging over the shot?
I'm talking about me tailor, priceless sense of humor, that Jeeves. Been with us for years. The old family container, you know.
Well, so this is where you were.
Yeah, this is where I was. See, Duffy had a little labor trouble, and I just took this job to help him out temporarily. Mm.
Oh, how long have you been working here?
10 years.
Well, what did you do before that?
I was a playboy.
A playboy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Mother wanted me to learn a trade, but I wouldn't dream of it. So now I just hang around nightclubs and shoot big game in Africa. That moose head on the wall over there, by the way, is one of me African trophies.
Archie, there are no moose in Africa.
Look, when a moose is coming at you 90 miles an hour, you don't stop to ask, what are you doing in Africa? However, the playboy is all part of me past.
Hey, Mr. Archie.
What is it?
Look out, here comes Tony Martin.
Who's worried about Tony Martin? Miss Smythe, why don't you run into the kitchen? I'm sure there are a few little things that you'd like to look at.
I'm sure there's a few little things in the kitchen would like to look at Miss Smythe.
Geez, you're so droll. Now get her out in the kitchen quick. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Archie.
Welcome to Duffy's Tavern, and may I say that you are treading on hallowed ground?
What do you mean?
The great singers that have preceded you. Sinatra, Crosby, Melchior. You see, Tony, the tavern is sort of a Valhalla for singers.
Hmm. Now that you mention it, this is Valhalla of a place. Hey, Archie, tell me. Does Duffy's Tavern always smell like this?
Smell? Tony, please. This distinctive atmosphere is our trademark. We like to think of it as a friendly aroma.
Well, get rid of that friendly aroma. It's stinking up the joint.
Tony, I don't seem to notice it.
You don't?
No.
You'd be very happy in picture business.
Thank you. Maybe I should have been a movie actor. You know, as a matter of fact, a lot of people have remarked about what a strong resemblance there is between you and me. You know, they say we look quite a bit alike.
Well, let them say it. I got dough in the bank.
I'm glad to see you take it that way, Tony. I didn't get sore neither. But, you know, as I look at the both of us, I can see the resemblance. Take our belts. We're about the same height, and what do you weigh?
About 175.
Mm, well, hey, you got about 70 pounds now. But that's just because my shoulders is a little narrower than yours.
Well, they only seem narrower because your ears stick out so far.
Logical. Yeah, we're a lot alike, Tony. Yeah, put a little makeup on me, give me an hour with a curling iron, and I look enough like you to be your grandson.
You know, Archie, it's amazing that a man is offensive. Hasn't got more scars.
Well, that's another thing we've got in common. Our skins is without a blemish. Of course, the big thing is that we both got animal magnetism. Bet you've got as many dames as me, huh?
Well, frankly, I ain't been doing too good lately.
Yeah, and with all them beautiful dames you work with in pictures in Hollywood, Lana Turner, Eddie Lamar, Mary Miles Minter.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't seen her in a long time. You know, I threw her over for Nita Naldi.
Oh, well, tell me, Tony, that Hedy Lamarr, what's it really like?
I don't know. I just worked in a picture with her. She's just a business acquaintance.
Maybe you ain't got so much animal magnetism after all.
Well, maybe I'm not as maggoty as you are.
Yes, you are. It's just that I got... a little more nerve. But all that part of me past is behind me, Tony. I'm about to get married.
Well, congratulations, Arch. I think this calls for a drink.
Now, fellas, a toast. Here's to the bride. Getting a fine fella.
Here's to the groom. For he's a...
Jolly good fella?
No.
Gentleman and scholar?
No.
Nincompoop?
That's it! I knew we'd get it. Now, cut it out. Leave a drink up here, huh?
Hey, you're Tony Martin.
Right. What are you?
I'm Kirsten Finnegan. Don't you know me?
Why should I?
Well, I go to see all your pictures. I thought you'd recognize me.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you, the film goes so fast, I don't get a chance to look out at the audience.
You see, there's always a simple answer for everything, ain't there?
Yeah, apparently. Well, nice to have met you.
You're just saying.
No, I'm not.
That's funny. I could have sworn somebody said it.
Leave us alone, will you? Mr. Martin and me is talking about marriage.
What? What'd you say?
We're talking about marriage.
Oh, well, I hope you'll both be very happy.
Tony, I'm sorry. You'll have to pardon him. You see, before he was born, Mother wasn't expecting him.
Miss Archer.
Huh?
A message from Miss Duffett.
What's the message?
Standing by.
Say, this Miss Duffy, is she fun?
One of the funniest. And she's very anxious to meet you, Tony.
Oh, one of my fans, huh?
One of the fanniest.
Tony. I'm glad to hear it. What does she look like?
What does she look like?
That's
an embarrassing question. You've seen Shirley, the daughter of Mrs. Temple?
Yes.
Duffy looks like Thunderhead, the son of Flicker.
Come now, Art. Nobody can be that bad.
Good evening.
Shows you how wrong a guy can be.
Marty, aren't you going to introduce me to Mr. Martin?
Special favor to Perry Como, I'll do it. Miss Duffy, Mr. Martin, the hunter... The hunter.
Good evening, Miss Duffy.
Mr. Martin.
Yes?
I'm going to skip the preliminaries and come right to the point. Tell me, what's my chances?
Well, Miss Duffy, since we're being blunt, I'll come right to the point. You're a dead duck.
Think there was still a war on. Mr. Martin, just so I won't go home empty-handed, could you at least sing a song?
Yeah, come on, Tony. Sing us a song.
Well, if you insist.
Yeah, come on. Give us a sample.
Okay. I haven't sung for a long time.
Oh, that was swell, Tony. You got it all together.
Finnegan, he ain't sung yet.
Oh, I thought...
Go on, Tony. Rattle them pencils a little, will you?
1 second. 2 seconds. Three seconds have disappeared into eternity. They'll never pass this way again. They're gone beyond recall. But as they go, they leave behind a philosophy for us all. Enjoy, 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 enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. On the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. You say you'll have your fun someday when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Oh, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. You fall in love with someone nice, you'd like to set honey doesn't grow on trees and you decide to wait. You're so afraid you might bite off much more than you can chew. Don't be afraid, you won't have teeth when you reach 92. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Come on, enjoy yourself. It's later.
You know, with a little grooming, you could be another Hildegard.
Well, actually, I don't want to be another Hildegard.
Why not?
People on the street that pointed me and whispered, there goes Hildegard. Be Tony Martin.
Yeah, but on the other hand, imagine what they'd be saying about Hildegard.
Clement Archer, that's the side of girl wants to talk to you.
Oh, tell her I'll be right with her, Eddie. Tell me, Tony, would you like a glimpse of me latest conquest?
Where is she? Right over there. Hubba, hubba!
Mr. Martin, look, but do not touch. Maybe you better stay here. Finnegan, talk to Mr. Martin for a minute and occupy his mind.
Yeah, okay, I will endeavor to amuse you. Mr. Martin?
Yes, Mr. Finnegan?
Did you know the one about the two traveling salesmen?
Yes.
Would you tell it to me?
I'd like to tell it to you. You're too old.
Hey, this is quite an amusing conversation we're having. You know, I heard that most singers were dumb, but you are living proof.
Mighty sweet of you to say it.
Don't think nothing of it.
Hey, Tony, listen, you got to help me out. That dame just told me her father's coming down here to meet me, and I need help. Tell me, how can I make a good impression on the dame's father? That's easy. Don't meet him. But what am I going to do? He'll want to know if I can support the dame.
Why don't you have Duffy give you a reference?
And he's going to have a double-cross me and tell the truth. You just give me an idea. Hey, maybe you could act as Duffy.
What?
You're an actor. You think you could play a part that's a combination of Frankenstein and Dracula?
You mean I impersonate Duffy?
That's right.
Sounds like a fat part.
Fat and ugly.
But Archie, if I'm going to do this, I'd like to do it right. How does this Duffy act? How does he talk?
Finnegan.
Yeah?
Would you mind to acquaint Mr. Martin with the horrible details of Duffy's personality?
Come over here, Tony. Duffy talks stuff like this.
Archie?
Yeah, Pamela?
Daddy, this is Archie, the young man I met at the horse show.
More like something you found on a scavenger hunt. Pamela, you've been going to horse shows for years. This is the end.
Well, thank you. It's nice to know that I have your blessing, sir.
My blessing? Just a second. What about your financial responsibility?
Well, listen to what me boss thinks of me. Oh, Duffy, Tony Duffy.
Yeah, Arch.
I think Finnegan overtrained him. Mr. Duffy, this is Mr. Smythe over here, Pamela's father.
Excuse me, but I was in the back room soaking me feet.
This is a little too much realism. Duffy, tell us gentlemen something about me.
Well, when you first meet Archie, he seems like a jerk. Then when you get to know him a little better, he still seems like a jerk. But after you know him as long as I have, you get used to it.
He thinks this guy is trying to double-cross me, huh? Look, Duffy, please do not forget you are talking to the pater of my tomato.
Well, where's the lucky girl?
Here I am. Oh, my, but you're handsome, Mr. Duffy.
Thanks. Come here, dear, and leave me seal your wedding with a kiss.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Well, I mean, duh.
That was for my wedding. How about another for my first anniversary?
Okay.
I may have a suspicious nature, but what's going on here? Quiet, you jerk. Huh?
Say, Pamela, how about you and me taking a stroll in the park?
Oh, I love it. Good night, Arch.
Sorry, Arch. Can't help it. Guess I just got too much animal magnetism.
So long, Arch.
Hey, Eddie. Eddie, did I put one over on that dame?
What do you mean? She thinks she's getting Duffy. Well, she hits the ceiling when she finds out it's Tony Mark.
The United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.